Pathless Land presents Blindsided, Essays from the Only Black Woman in the Room, by Dawn Downey. Read by Dawn Downey and Mark Thies.
Soul Music. The first week of ninth grade at my new high school, I scurried down the hallway, tail between my legs. Black girls loitered in a pack, arms crossed, hips jutted. One of them popped her gum at me. "High yellow, bitch!" My knees buckled. I didn't know what high yellow meant, but I understood bitch. "Please let the bell ring." I should have detoured to my locker before third period social studies. "Please let the bell ring." I should have skipped first period swimming so at least I wouldn't have to hide my nappy roots under a headscarf. "Please let the bell ring." I should have been born with hair that knew how to act, that dipped and swirled like the bouffant on the girl who'd popped her gum at me. That summer, my family had moved from Des Moines to Pasadena. I went from buckeye trees, which dropped rock-hard seeds for the bully down the street to throw at me, to palm trees that spiked from the concrete and soared into the sky like pitchforks stabbing the sun. From mama to a white stepmother. From junior high, where I'd been nameless, to high school, where my name was High Yellow Bitch. Teachers at John Muir High School labeled me a high-potential low-achiever and recommended my parents enroll me in Upward Bound. Upward Bound. Fancy words for summer school. They were going to ship me off to Occidental College in Los Angeles for 6 weeks. Although summer away from home meant a reprieve from Dad yelling about my grades and stepmother Kim yelling about me hiding in my room in a cloud of incense smoke, I neither agreed with the idea nor fought it. It was a change, but not a choice. From Monday to Friday, we attended classes I hadn't paid attention to in school and classes that taught me how to study. On weekends, we took field trips to places I'd never heard of. We stepped off a school bus at the Hollywood Bowl and trooped through the parking lot to a reserved section at the back. Acres of white folding chairs were lined up in curved rows, 1,000 moons orbiting a lawn so evenly green it looked painted. Surrounding the green and white, a border of mounded flowers in reds and purples. It was as if I'd wandered into the Gauguin paintings my stepmother tried to get me to like. I hooked my feet over the crossbar of the wooden chair. The program said Swan Lake. Margot Fontaine. Rudolf Nureyev. Names that meant nothing. I turned the slick pages to photos of the corps de ballet. On page 8, a dancer was caught in mid-flight, her arms in a graceful arc that framed her feathered headdress. Her toes were pointed, her arches curved into semicircles, and from the upturned tilt of her chin, you could tell she would land exactly where she intended. As the sounds of the orchestra rolled across the grass, chatter subsided. The stage was tiny as a snow globe, and the dancers a flurry of white. I leaned forward in my chair all the way to intermission. On the ride from Hollywood back to campus, I opened the program to the dancer caught in mid-flight. I smoothed the pages flat open in my lap, tilted my chin up, but not so much my seatmate would notice. I straightened one leg, and to the tune of grinding gears, pointed and flexed. Bus rides squeezed us high potential low.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?